Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Here again today with Dr. Roger Anderberg. He's a good friend and member of our parish here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Christ the King. He's a retired pediatrician. I've known Roger for many years. He's been here really all week long sharing his story, his journey, which is very inspiring. And yesterday, a particularly poignant program focused on Roger sharing some of the suffering and trial that he and his lovely wife, Lori, and family have gone through, the death of two sons. And they've had to bear up under that weight of sadness and pain, and talked about what it meant to walk through that suffering and the difference their faith made in having to face that suffering, because we know everybody in this world suffers. And a big question for us is, how are we going to handle it? What resource do we have to help us with that? So, Roger, welcome back.
Thank you, Peter.
And again, I just want to say thank you for your willingness yesterday to share that story,
yes,
that part of
to.
Your life. I know it's a very difficult thing even to talk about, especially so publicly. Mm-hmm. But now, so you're retired, and
right.
I see you regularly at church, and I see you rejoicing in the Lord in your retirement. And what's happening in your life now? How are you living your retirement? What's God doing?
Well, I'm falling apart.
Yeah. You're falling apart.
Yeah, just at the golden moment here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I love those advertisements on TV, you know, where they have the guy out throwing the ball to his kid or fishing or, you know, it looks like this is it, man. You have finally reached, you know, heaven.
Yeah.
And it's not quite that way, I have to say, you know.
Well, you did mention one of the programs, the way you said it kind of made me laugh at the time. But you talked about what's happening to your body at this stage of
that's
life.
That's right.
Like all the different things that, like,
oh,
surgeries. What,
yes, yes.
Can you repeat it? Just
yeah, well, two cancer surgeries. You know, I've had two different stents put in and still, you know, have symptoms of a hip replacement. My knee probably needs to be replaced. I've had two back surgeries, neither of which cured that. And a chronic arthritis in my neck and back that's really, you know, not really well controlled. So, yeah, I got pain, no doubt about that. But, you know, it's not, I sleep well, thank God, and I get around. I just can't do as much as I used to do. I can't, you know, I can't mow the grass anymore and have to sit there and look out the window at them, you know, fixing my yard up and taking care of it. So, you know, there are a lot of things that I'm losing. Can't play golf anymore. You know, I can't do these things that, you know, we're part of my life. Yeah, it's a letting go. But, you know, this is how I feel about it, really. You know, how horrible it would be for God to leave us looking like we were 30 years old until we were 80 and we dropped dead, you know? I tell people every day, I am proclaiming the gospel. Are you looking at me?
Yeah.
Are you looking at my face and my body?
Yeah.
We are not staying here, okay?
Yeah.
Attention.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not. We're not staying here. And
do you know where you're
look
going?
Look at me. I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a heads up to everybody.
And this stage of life is, I mean, I just turned 60, so I'm not, I mean, I'm getting up there too, right?
Yeah. Right.
And I'm on the back nine.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I'm on the last lap. I'm 72.
Yeah,
I'm moving on, baby.
Right. Right. And stuff changes, right? And, there's battles that come with aging, both physical and mental.
Sure.
And lots of people we know, lots of men and women who reach retirement age and they're getting older. Men in particular feel like, well, my life's over. I mean, my role in society's gone.
Exactly.
The impact, I'm not an impact person anymore.
Yes.
My life is worthless. And that's when the devil starts to circle and say, yeah, you're right. Your life's not worth anything, right? All these kinds of things.
Sure.
All these battles. And I've just noticed watching you, just the joy of the Lord that is just so, and your zeal for God, your energy and desire for God, it's keeping you young, even though your body's wasting away. It sort of keeps you alive and joyful and a great sense of humor and all the rest of that.
Yes.
So share a little bit about kind of what's in your heart about it. You know?
Well, so I like this scripture because it really proclaims the truth here. It's 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. So it starts off by saying, so we are not discouraged. This translation, the RSV, says, so we do not lose heart. But that gets my attention because it can be very discouraging.
Yeah.
So God wants me to know, do not be discouraged. Okay, that's the heading here.
Yeah.
Actually, this heading says living by faith. You know, it has a little section, a little thing over the top of it, living by faith. Okay, this is faith.
Yeah.
To say, I'm not going to be discouraged about this. And it says, though our outer body is wasting away. Do I hear an amen?
Amen, I mean, yeah.
It's wasting away. Scripture is so real, you know?
Yeah.
My body is wasting away.
It just that is a fact.
Okay? It's a fact.
Yeah.
But our inner man is being renewed day by day for this momentary light affliction. I'm not sure about that part, but
yeah, what you momentary described with cancer and arthritis and back surgeries
yeah,
and ear,
yeah,
you can't hear
exactly.
Well,
I can't hear well. Way. That's right.
It
I'm
just,
losing it.
Don't
my
sound
glasses.
Like little things.
Yes.
They don't sound like little things to
momentary
me.
Light
like
affliction. That's right. It's producing for us an eternal weight of glory. I mean, that is such good news. This is not doing nothing. Producing something in me, an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. But because, why? Because we look not to things that are seen, but to things that are unseen. That's a very important part of this. We have to get our eyes off of this thing. It's yeah. hard not to with pain and stuff, but yeah, we have to get our eyes on God and say, we're looking not to things that are seen, but the things that are unseen, because the things that are seen are transitory. My body is transitory, but the things that are unseen are eternal, eternal yeah. life. That's what's lasting. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
And so it really helps me to focus on this. And again, it's like I said before, it's the power of the Word of God. God gave me the Scripture. He said this to me. And so I want to really lean on that Scripture and say, this is His word to me about this situation in my life, where I am right now. Yeah.
yeah. You make me think of something that Pope Benedict XVI said at one point about the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, he said he believed that the secret to a new spiritual springtime for the church mm-hmm. can be found in the daily reading of the Word of God, he mm-hmm. said. Mm-hmm. He said, because that is a personal word from God mm-hmm. to you mm-hmm. and to me, right?
Right?
Just as you're saying.
Yeah.
That it's God-breathed word. God himself is speaking to you words to give you wisdom about what's happening in your life, mm-hmm. to give you clarity and light about where your life is going, mm-hmm. to give you understanding about what you're suffering mm-hmm. in the midst of all
yes.
that. And if you lay hold of that, mm-hmm. it will actually give you the strength that you long to have as your body's wasting away,
yes.
as you're losing your human strength.
Yes.
And for us men, you start losing your physical strength.
Yes.
You feel like, what's the point of living, almost? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or like, mm-hmm. it's humiliating. It's
yes,
embarrassing.
It is.
All those kinds of things hit us, and we can get angry with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the normal aging process, oh, yes. too, at times, right?
Right.
And say, what's the point of all this?
Yes.
And why are you doing
yes.
this to people? Why are you doing this to me? And then, as you were saying so eloquently, that this is not our home. We're passing away.
Right.
Our body is wasting away. We need a savior. That's why we need a savior, because guess what? The sin problem has produced the death problem, and we're on our way there. Let's
right.
not kid ourselves.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, St. Therese said, the world is not your home, it's your ship.
Yeah. It's your ship. Yeah, it's your
that's a great statement.
Yeah.
We're on a ship. That's yeah. it. It's not home, okay?
Isn't she the one who also said, like, once we get to heaven, we're going to realize
yeah.
that all the suffering we experienced on earth and all the trials, just like one night in a bad hotel.
Yeah, that's the
something
Avila,
like
St. Teresa,
Teresa
of Avila yeah,
said that.
Right, the other one was a little flower.
Now, the saints
yeah, that's
had
right.
that eternal perspective
yeah, exactly.
that allowed them to not let mm-hmm. the circumstances of life
right.
overwhelm them.
Right.
And
right.
so you're facing, we've all, at each stage of life, we face circumstantial challenges. Mm-hmm. Now you're at a new
the
set of things you're having to
right,
face.
Right.
Then, and how does the Word of God, how do you ensure that you're living in the Word of God on a daily basis at this phase of your life, and you're allowing that to continue to form you and stay hungry and looking forward?
Right, right. It's the same as it was before.
Yeah.
It's every day.
Yeah.
It's every day. Every day. Prayer every day when you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if it feels like it's not going yeah. anywhere, you're
yeah.
not hearing anything.
Yeah.
There are plenty of days where God doesn't say anything to me. I'm just here.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of days he speaks to me very clearly. And especially if I really need to know something, like I want to know what you have to say to me about this situation so
yeah.
that I have something to lean on, not
yeah.
just my own thoughts, you know, yeah. which are not that
prepared. A lot of people at this stage of life feel like their purpose is gone and they no longer have a mission.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you have a mission?
Yes, yes.
How would you describe your mission at this phase of your life? Can I ask you how old you are, right?
Love.
Yeah, love.
Love.
Okay?
Love. keep loving, keep giving. Keep loving. You got to keep giving. It's like when I started with, give unto you it shall be given. I've just finished a 2-year course in spiritual direction. You know, I do that. My wife and I get to go to Mass every day together. We have grandkids. You got to keep giving. You got to look for ways, whatever. If it's small. Now it is small ways.
Yeah.
It is. It's not.
You don't have, out there, you don't have the energy.
Laying hands on little kids and great advice and whatever. It's not. It's little things. But they're important to God. They're just as important as what I did before. You know?
They really are, aren't they? I mean, I think one of the things we get fooled by in the world is that the life I'm living is worthwhile if what I'm doing is big.
Yes.
If it's in lights, if it's making me famous, if everybody's recognizing me, if I'm having just a big, broad impact. Mm-hmm. And that literally is not the calculus of heaven.
No.
That's not the economy of God.
Yes.
God sees little acts of love are huge in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Everything. Everything. That's right. Everything. So, yeah, I think there's a freedom in it.
Yeah.
There is a freedom in it to say, okay, that's not me. That's not my value.
Yeah.
It never was. If I ever thought that, that's not my value. I'm a son of God.
Yeah.
I'm a son of God, and that's what gives my life value and joy and peace. You know, I do want to honor my wife. I want to say
Please do.
I want to honor her because I have said more rosaries and gone to more masses. She's dragging me to heaven. I always say that. I'm on her coattails.
Yeah.
She's pulling me all the way to heaven. So
she's focused. She's a focused disciple. No.
She is.
Beautiful.
And she's just, finishing up her master's in theology at her age. That's at Sacred Heart. You know, so she's not giving
is
up.
Is she really?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She's only got 2 more courses.
So you keep growing, you keep learning,
you keep praying. Yeah, sure.
And I think one of the things that people overlook is the value of intercession.
Mm-hmm.
At this phase of life, too, because you do have a little more time on your hands. You can pray anywhere, right?
Yes, right.
And
exactly.
What do the children of Fatima tell us? What does Mary tell the children of Fatima? What do the saints tell us about the importance of praying for the salvation of others?
Right.
For the praying and offering up your suffering for the salvation of souls, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Roger, we just have about a minute left in our last program, and I wonder if you'd be willing to just say a little prayer for our friends that can maybe close out the program if you want to. The countdown clock's right there, so you go ahead and pray if you'd like and or say whatever, share whatever thoughts you have with us.
Okay. Oh, Father in heaven, we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all the wonderful things that you do for us every day, Father. You know us. You love us. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus, for his death on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord, for helping us every day. Thank you for your word, Lord, the word of life that we hear, that you speak to us, Lord. Just help us, Lord. Give us the grace to cling to your word, to hear your voice, and to remember all the wonderful things that you say to us each day, Lord, to really remember what you've said to us, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for Peter and for this program. Thank you for your blessing upon this time here, Lord, to touch the hearts of all the people, everyone that's listening to this presentation today, that they would know that God is with them, that he will never fail them nor forsake them.
Amen. Roger, thank you for a great week. We're going to have you back someday, God willing.
Yeah, amen.
Thanks.
Amen,
God bless
brother.
You, friends. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.